22 minutes away from 9981 Power FM. You're with Harry and Dana, doing it thanks to Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair. Remember these guys? The Super Jesus and the front woman, Sarah McLeod, she's actually coming to the Hunter Valley real soon.
Yeah, she's going to be playing alongside Mahalia Barnes and Jack Jones at a festival called Chant du Vin. It's happening at Lovedale, Broke and Pocolbin on the 29th and 30th of April and the 1st of May.
And Sarah McLeod joins us all the way from Brisbane this morning. Hello, Sarah.
Harry and Dana. Hello.
Hello, Sarah. Are you in lockdown? What's going on?
I am, yes. But don't worry, I love it.
What are you talking about?
I love being in lockdown. I love it. I live on a busy street in Tenerife in Brisbane, and it's always really hectic. Like, there's a gym across the street from my house that's just always going doof, 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 and there's traffic constantly, and there's always people jogging. Like, everyone's just athletic around here, and sometimes it's annoying seeing everyone being so goddamn athletic. So now there's no athletics. The music stops. Everyone's gone home. And peace has restored to the neighbourhood.
To the city. Well, weren't you in lockdown in Victoria when that all started as well? So are you a little bit practiced at it?
Yeah. I was in lockdown in Victoria and then I was in lockdown up here again once before. We're all kind of getting used to it, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Have you picked up a different hobby in there in lockdown? Or have you just been playing, rehearsing?
I just play the piano. I'm obsessed with becoming a piano player, and I just sit there and practice constantly because I really want to be good. I'm even starting proper lessons and everything this week.
Oh, good on you. that's awesome.
That's such a far cry away from, like, the rock star Sarah that we know. You're sitting down getting proper piano lessons.
Yeah, and I've never had a lesson for anything in my life. I've never had singing lessons. I've never had a guitar lesson. I did have one guitar lesson at the very beginning. One. And then I went, forget it. I can do this myself. So I've been teaching myself how to play the piano, but of late I thought maybe I should just get some lessons so I don't pick up bad habits and stuff. So that was a big decision for me, my first lesson ever, and I'm really excited. I've been messaging the teacher like every day with all these questions. And he's like, all right, calm down. We're
too keen, yeah.
I'm so excited.
What's the first song that you're learning to play within your lesson?
It's one of mine because I'm writing songs on the piano, but because I'm limited at how to play, so I'm getting him to come in and help me sort of embellish my parts that I've already written so they're not so clunky.
Tell us about this Wolfpack thing because we found out about it yesterday. Was this something you created in lockdown? What is it exactly?
So it's a Patreon site. The company Patreon. It's like it's a subscription-based thing.
Yeah.
And people subscribe, and I'm supposed to, like, have different tiers where I go, I can offer you this, you subscribe, and I'll give you this, this, and this. And I sort of started it on the blueprint of what other people did. And then as time has gone on and I've got to know everyone in the pack, it's called McLeod Wolfpack, everyone's become friends, and we started this sort of private Facebook on the side, and now everyone's friends. And so I got rid of all the different tiers and just made it one big pack. And now we just kind of all hang out and do, like, we have these dinners online and I send them songs as I'm writing them and I record little vocal memos and songs as I'm sort of sitting at the piano, all very embryonic. I go, what do you guys think of this? And so I just sort of share my life with them and it's become this really sweet little supportive network, just not even for me but for them as well, like within each other.
What a cool community. Remarkable. What a great way of bringing people together. And also, obviously, it supports you as well because it's been challenging for musicians during this lockdown period. Have you ever met up with someone from this online group outside of online?
Yeah, we meet up all the time.
Oh, that's sick. I love that.
What do you do, just go for beers and stuff?
Yeah, we have these T-shirts. Like, they wear these T-shirts that say Woofies because that's their nickname, the Woofies.
Yeah.
And then we had this gig the other night and they all came out and they were wearing their Woofie T-shirts and I was wearing one on stage that said Fearless Leader because that's what they call me. It's really cute. I'm the Fearless Leader.
So that's amazing. Well, I love that you've created this community. Hopefully some of them will be heading to your gigs here in the Hunter Valley for Chant du Vin. What can we expect from your set?
Okay, so I'm really looking forward to this. Firstly, because, who doesn't love music in a winery? I think it's the most perfect setting
tick
for a tour.
Tick.
It's a great idea. Yeah, and even like a lot of my friends that would, maybe about coming to see me to gig, what else you got? What about something in June? Like, bloody hell. But as soon as they find out you're at a winery, they're like, can I please have tickets? And everyone wants to go to the winery. So, no, it'll be great because the lineup's great, and I also get a real kick out of playing when I'm playing with artists that I respect. I have this sort of little competitive thing that kicks in, so it makes my show better again.
That's great.
So it's going to be a great night.
Excellent. Well, we're so excited to see you. Chant de Vin is what it's called. It's happening at Lovedale, Broken, Pecolbin. You can get your tickets at chantdevin.com. Sarah, we can't wait to see you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you spreading the word. Chant de Vin, is that how you pronounce it? Great. Let's go.
Let's just roll with it.
I've just started French lesson, Sarah, so I'm doing my best with it.
Hi. You did a great job, Harry. Thanks.